This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
This month we said goodbye to a Perth institution. Salvation Army collector Shirley Mort passed away, age 92, following having raised a staggering $1.7 million for the Salvation Army on the Perth train station footbridge, and now there's an online petition to name the footbridge after her. For more on this, we're joined by Delphine Jamet. Thank you so much for coming on to the show to talk more about this.
No worries.
Hey, Delphine, as someone who, you know, has lived in Perth, grew up in Perth, and loves the Salvation Army, we know who Shirley Mort was, standing on that bridge all those years. She was the real deal, wasn't she, when it came to, you know, looking after other people?
Definitely. It would have been so tough.
26 years on that footbridge, Delphine.
Like, I was 9 when she first started. Just the amount of times she's been standing up there freezing cold, copying people's abuse. Oh. And her heart was in the right place the whole time to help those homeless people the whole time. It's just amazing that one person can do so much.
That's right. And you would love to see something done for her now. And the suggestion is to name the Perth train station footbridge after her. Tell us about the online petition.
Well, we've created a page. And we've also got the Facebook page going to try and get people to say, yes, we want this. We want it. The Wellington Street pedestrian overpass to be called Shirley Mort Overpass. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of different people have said that name. So it's not just me. A lot of people have said on the forums, we want to be named after her. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a good gesture because we're used to going on that bridge to commute and seeing her there rattling that tin,
yeah,
having her trademark smile.
Rage, you know, hail or shine.
Mm-hmm. The petition's on change.org and on Facebook, as you mentioned. Have you had a lot of feedback so far?
Yeah, well, I've had about 1,742 people sign it, which is amazing. I would love to get to 10,000. I like to go through the comments. You get some fantastic comments about people,
yeah,
who grew up with her and how Shirley made them smile when they walked through the city.
Delphine, I don't think there'd be anyone that would disagree that it would be lovely to do this for Shirley, but I think sometimes people don't realise what's involved in getting a nomination through for this to happen. What is the official thing that has to happen? Do you have to have a certain number of signatures to then put forward a nomination to the to wherever it goes from there?
Well, this is actually a learning process for me because I have no idea. Someone told me that I need to go to the City of Perth committee meeting,
okay,
and submit a proposal or lobby them,
uh-huh,
and bring this petition over there. So I'm basically jumping in the deep end and following my heart and going with it.
Oh,
well,
good for you.
Yeah, because when you follow your heart, you're doing the right thing, Delphine. So this is great.
Yeah.
Look, the change.org, it's asking the City of Perth to rename the footbridge the Shirley Mort Overpass. You can jump online and find it. We hope you get to 10,000 signatures quickly and get this across the line because it would be a great way of honouring such a beautiful woman who did so much for the Perth community.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yes, we wish you well with the learning process and keep us posted as to how it's going in any way we can help out.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Everybody's, well, not everybody's got a reason. Sometimes you don't have to have a reason to walk, jog or run at the HBF Run for a Reason, Sunday, May 28. You can enter today at hbfrun.com.au. But there are a lot of people out there who do have reasons, and one in particular is Josh Catalano. Good to have you on the show, mate.
Hi, guys.
Well, yes, as Pete said, the reasons can be fun, they can be frivolous, or they can demonstrate the very reason why the HBF has the run for a reason. What is your reason, Josh?
My reason is pretty close to my heart. My little boy was born at 24 weeks, and we've sort of had a really big journey with our little Lenny, and makes us all the more reason to put on our running shoes and run for a reason.
24 weeks. Lenny stayed in the neonates ICU for more than 100 days. And, mate, one of the most harrowing things that I've read throughout this and seen throughout this and following the story along was the couple of times that yourself and your wife got called into the ICU saying you might have to come in and say goodbye. I cannot even imagine what that must feel like.
No.
Yeah, I think as a parent, you know, all you sort of wish for is your happy, healthy children. And, yeah, it is very confronting. And, you know, at least on 3 occasions that, you know, you get told that, you know, may not make it through the night. And, yeah, it certainly is a challenge, one of the biggest challenges you're going to go through as a parent, that's for sure.
I think one of the reasons for the run is not just about raising money and awareness and so on, but you're giving hope to other people that even in what seems like the direst conditions, there can be a good outcome.
Yeah, I think that, you know, even us sitting there and watching, because we're in neonates for 150 days, and we watched so many parents have a complete different outcome than we had. And, that was another one of the gut-wrenching parts.
Yeah.
And we had babies that were born, at 27 weeks that weren't making it. And so, every time that we saw it as parents, it was really gut-wrenching. So, as a parent, you don't know how. And even now I look back at it, I have no idea how my wife and I actually got through it. And, I'd started a new business 2 weeks before that happened as well. So, it was nearly impossible.
Yeah.
Well, mate, the other thing that came out of this for inspiration and also for people who might be going through the same thing was the documentary called Lenny the Lion, and it is airing as part of a documentary called Reason to Run, which is Channel 9 on the 21st of May at 5:30 p.m. What was it like filming that documentary and then after it was all said and done, having an opportunity to watch all that stuff back?
Obviously, we met it a few months before Lenny came out of hospital, and then young Josh Cable had entered into a few documentary competitions and in the short film festival, and then we'd sort of not watched it for a while, and I'm going through it all again now. I kind of haven't watched it. In some aspect, I look at Lenny now and I think that he's miles past it all, and it brings back so many emotions, and it's amazing when you watch things in video form and you can actually, those pictures tell a thousand words, and so many words of inspiration come from other mothers and fathers that have been through the same thing that go, I know exactly what you're talking about. And, being a young guy who had no idea about a neonatal ward at all, to then understand what it really is like, it's quite amazing.
It's not the stories you'd heard, when you hear all the wonderful stories about balloons and cakes and guessing sexes and stuff. It's, it's not what you signed up for, but it's...
Well, we decided the second time finding out the sex of the baby, and we hadn't even got around to telling people. So it was only we only knew for 3 weeks, and it is quite an amazing journey.
Yeah.
But all things are going well now, hey, mate?
Yeah, I sometimes get a little bit upset because he's becoming more famous than me.
Well, the impatience should have been a sign, Josh.
When I look at him now, I just know he's destined for greatness and he's going to do something, and there's a reason that he did make it.
Yeah, couldn't wait to share it.
I'm not the best writer, but I'm thinking about writing a book on how to cope with it, and it's going to be titled I Just Couldn't Wait to Meet You.
Mate, it's a ripper, and we can't wait to read it. But also, we'll see you at the end of the finish line for the HBF Run for a Reason, Sunday, May 28. You can enter today, as we mentioned, hbfrun.com.au. Josh Catalano, all the best to you and your family, mate. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, all guys.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.